news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump on Tuesday took another giant leap forward in his move toward complete autocratic rule by granting clemency to 11 convicted criminals. Instead of following Department of Justice guidelines and procedures for granting pardons, Trump relied on friends, donors, and Fox so-called news. According to the White House, supporters of a pardon for disgraced former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, convicted of tax fraud and lying to officials, who appeared on Fox as recently as Monday night, included Fox's Judge Andrew Napolitano and Geraldo Rivera and Newsmax chief Christopher Ruddy. The junk bond king of the 80s, Michael Milken's pardon, was supported by Fox chairman Rupert Murdoch and personality Maria Bartiromo. Rick Santorum supported clemency for Paul Pogue, who pleaded guilty to tax fraud, and the wife of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was convicted of trying to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by Barack Obama when he was elected president, is a Fox regular who has been lobbying for his pardon for years. CNN has more.
I watched his wife on television. I don't know him very well.
Trump came close to commuting Blagojevich's sentence last summer before being talked out of it by Illinois Republicans who warned him about the blowback he'd face for intervening in what many saw as the pay-to-play scheme he campaigned against. The president also pardoned former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik, who was found guilty of 8 felonies, including tax fraud and lying to White House officials.
Yes, I just pardoned Bernie Kerik, a man who's had many recommendations from a lot of good people. You know,
the president has also watched Kerik on Fox News, where he appeared last night. Kerik was also heavily involved in the case of Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL accused of war crimes, whom Trump also recently cleared. Trump didn't stop there. He also pardoned the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers, Eddie DeBartolo, who was found guilty of attempting to conceal an extortion attempt, and Michael Milken, the 1980s investment banker known as the Junk Bonds King, who has sought to wipe clean his securities fraud conviction for decades. Despite all of that, the president wouldn't say if he's considering leniency for his longtime friend Roger Stone, who is set to be sentenced in just 2 days.
I haven't given it any thought.
Sources say that's not true, and that Trump has weighed pardoning Stone in recent weeks as Stone's allies have lobbied the president to do so.
Others among the 11 pardoned include former CEO Ariel Friedler, who in 2014 admitted to conspiring to hack into his competitor's computer systems, David Safavian, who was convicted in connection with the Abramoff corruption scandal and of perjury, and Angela Stanton, a Trump-supporting television personality. He also commuted sentences for 3 others, Tynese Nicole Hall and Crystal Munoz, both convicted on drug charges, and Judith Negron, who was found guilty of Medicare fraud. Regarding his actions, Trump actually told the press,
"I'm actually, I guess, the chief law enforcement officer of the country."
No, you're not. That would be the attorney general, who's got his own problems to deal with. The Washington Post now reporting that Attorney General William Barr has told people close to Donald Trump, both inside and outside the White House, that he is considering quitting over Trump's tweets about Justice Department investigations, this according to 3 administration officials. The response, though, has been, in a word, skeptical. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe tweeted, quote, "Color me cynical, but I think all this BS about Barr considering resigning is 99% head fake and 1% wishful thinking." Former U.S. Attorney Joyce Vance tweeted about the story simply, "Oh, please." Moving right along, it's 2020. Thanks to the DNC's completely rewriting the rules to qualify for their debates in order to favor Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor will be on the stage for Wednesday night's debate in Nevada. Since Bloomberg is funding his own campaign, the DNC removed the donor requirements. Interesting factoid, though, the other billionaire in the race, Tom Steyer, did not qualify and therefore will not be on the debate stage in Nevada. So then there were 6: Biden, Bloomberg, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, Sanders, and Warren. The same new polls that allow for Bloomberg to be on the stage are showing Bernie Sanders solidly in the lead in national polling. A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll has the senator from Vermont opening up a double-digit national lead, showing Sanders at 27%, Biden down 11 at 15, followed by Bloomberg and Warren at 14, Buttigieg 13, and Klobuchar at 7. And an even newer Washington Post ABC poll concurs, giving Sanders 32% to Biden's 16, Bloomberg's 14, Warren 12, Buttigieg and Klobuchar at 8 and 7% respectively. And a new nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California poll finds Bernie favored by 32% of likely voters in the Super Tuesday, March 3rd California primary, followed by Biden at 14, Warren at 13, and Bloomberg and Buttigieg both at 12%. Now, as regular listeners of What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show know, I have endorsed Bernie Sanders in the primary. However, at Tuesday night's CNN town hall, Bernie said he won't be releasing any more health records.
This last September, you said that you would release your medical records before the primaries. You haven't done that. You have released three letters from doctors, two of them cardiologists, one is your physician. Is releasing full medical records, is that no longer something?
Now, we have released, I think, Anderson, quite as much as any other candidate has. We released two rather detailed letters from cardiologists. And we released a letter that came from the head of the U.S. Congress medical group, the physicians there. So I think we have released a detailed report, and I'm comfortable with what we have done. And by the way, if you think I'm not in good health, come on out with me on the campaign trail, and I'll let you introduce me to the three or four rallies a day that we do. How's that?
Just to be clear, you don't plan to release any more records?
I don't think we will, no.
In my opinion, for a 78-year-old candidate who suffered a heart attack a few months ago, that's unacceptable. Sanders needs to provide comprehensive medical records and must take extra care to choose a running mate who could easily step into the commander-in-chief role if necessary. And, it's that time of year again. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is coming up on April 25th. And is once again inviting a comedian to roast the president and the press. Hasan Minhaj, who performed at the dinner in 2017, will be back as the featured entertainer, and Kenan Thompson will host the evening. White House Correspondents Association President Jonathan Carl pointed out that Trump has been snubbing this bipartisan tradition in D.C., saying, quote, "Every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner. I have no idea whether President Trump intends to come this year." I have an idea. He won't be there. I got the news. And that's just a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.